You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Grace Together in Gardendale, Alabama, as I welcome back Coach Marla Townsend, former softball coach for UAB Blazers. Always glad to have Marla. Very inspiring. We've done segments throughout the Mark White Show's existence with motivational messages to you. Marla does a great job with that. Just a few months ago, we were talking about Be Elite, and now Coach Townsend has another effort that she's involved in, and we want to talk about Hydro High today. I'm very excited about this for those who are water enthusiasts. Welcome back to the show, Coach.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Glad to have you. I know you have some things to do this afternoon to help some other people with through your speaking ability, motivational speaking. That's important to you as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I got an opportunity to speak for the Megan Montgomery Foundation. We're going to speak with the Sanford female athletes about domestic violence and signs and what to look for. And so, you know, it's truly about getting the word out so they can recognize it, whether it's in their life or whether it's in the lives of those around them.
Before we jump into the conversation about Hydro High, the stats that we were talking about with 1 in 10, that's pretty powerful when you think about the young ladies in college that are affected by this. And if you took 10 young ladies and you would say one of them is being affected by domestic violence, they're in a relationship that they should get out of for
yes.
their own safety.
Yeah. And then they're shamed by it, and they could get into depression. And there's just so many signs to look for those that you love, but also within yourself. And there's boundaries that have to be set. But really, 75% of college-age students don't know those signs. And so that's what we're trying to educate them on, is really what the signs are of domestic violence.
Well, if we think about when we're young, we're developing, we're learning. If we haven't been taught or explained, we're going to find out some way, one way or the other, we're going to be in the midst of the violence, or we're going to hear of somebody who's experienced it.
Yes.
And then we're going to learn some lessons from them. Now, whether those lessons are the lessons that will help us out of the situation, yet to be determined. So hopefully what will happen is when you go and speak, and the others who are involved with this will have that message that conveys it in a way that allows that person to say, I can break away, I can help myself in this particular situation.
And especially let that person know that they have somebody that they can confide in that's not going to judge them, that's going to support them, and that's going to help them to realize that there is an escape.
So this business, I thought when you reached out, this was the big thing, the book that was coming out, and it is absolutely something completely different that you and your friend have started this business, Hydro High. It just really landed in your lap.
It really did. And, you know, if you know me and you know my history, that's the way that both of my adoptions of my beautiful children, that's how they worked out. They landed in my lap. And this was something that was presented to me on September 30th, and all in. I mean, Lucy Bass and I committed to taking this established e-commerce business over and then really going to take it to some great places. And we're going to help actually do some work in the community and help support causes that we believe in.
Using your tools that you use to speak to others, what was it about this business that you felt like it was something that you could tackle, take on, be successful at?
Well, you know, the brand for water enthusiast. And so it's like feed the need that only water can satisfy. And so if you think about some experiences that you've had in your past, a lot of it has to do with whether boating or fishing or spending time on the water with friends, riding sea-doos. You know, there's so many things that water does for people, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to get out there and to make those memories, and you really enjoy looking back on those memories. And so with these coordinate shirts, we actually are able to give people what they want that brings those memories to life that they can actually wear.
Very cool. And you've even had some new ideas come about beyond the initial idea. You had a lot of legwork that was already done for this business, and now it's up to you and Lucy to carry it on to make it even bigger, maybe than the initial idea or the concept.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm still doing my motivational speaking, I'm still doing the coaching, the softball, all of that, most of all being a mom. But this allows me to work at whatever hours I want to work. And just really the people that I've met since Lucy and I bought the business 3 weeks ago, in the community and their ideas have me motivated, because this is something that can help people. We can take some of the profit off of it and put in the community. And it really, it's just everybody has a connection with water. That's what I'm finding out.
People love their waterways, especially in the Southeast. We have so many different waterways that people can enjoy, whether that's a lake or a river or the ocean going down south. A lot of opportunities. And as you mentioned, people have those experiences early on in life.
Yes.
Where maybe they were on trips to the beach, or they grew up on a lake, maybe on the pontoon, or somebody took them out. I fished a lot on the bank. So my granddad, we would find a spot in a little creek or something. Yep. Along those lines. And those are great memories that we have. And so it does go back to something that maybe brings back some better times or some better experiences for us than maybe later on in life.
Younger time in lives.
You think about that, the innocence. And this is great because people can actually wear something that they have those nostalgic memories connected to.
To tell you where we're going with this, and we've got coordinates for high schools, and so we've got people requesting those shirts, and they're going to use those as a fundraiser as well. We're talking about doing some work with the veterans. We're talking about really just getting the word out and how can we help. We're listening to ideas. We've got the Alabama football supporters that have the state with the Alabama colors that enjoy fishing. We've got the Auburn supporters. We've got to get the UAB. That's my first love. And we're going to add those. But the thing is, we're able to add collections, and we're working with local suppliers. We're working with local people that are doing the screen printing, and we're supporting local businesses, and that's key to me.
That is very important as people think about where their products come from, and it could be anywhere, and that's fine, but to be able to support people that you are close to, these are your neighbors, these are people who are in your community, that is a really good thing when we can help support their businesses too, and network with each other so that we're all successful.
Absolutely. I mean, you support each other, business to business. You want to support those around you. You want to help your community. You want to help people that are trying to raise money. This is a great way to do it.
Goes back to the team concept, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about being a team and pulling together. We have a lot of sports that are happening right now, especially with football. And you have college teams and high school teams, a lot of goals and ambitions, all the way down to the little guys that are out there on Saturday.
Yes.
Young people that are involved in sports, and pulling those teams together and getting that team to gel. I do a coaches show every week with Huntsville High School coach Mark Fleetwood for Huntsville High School.
Yes.
And we always have a message, you know, that we try to encourage people who are listening, not just the athletes, but there's something to that. If we can maintain that mindset of teamwork throughout our lives, even when we're not even part of a team.
Yeah.
How important is that?
Oh, it's huge. I'm doing some work on Sunday afternoons with Homewood Fall Softball Development League, and to look at what goes into that and what the parents that are on the board and that the people that organize it and provide these opportunities for young people, that in itself. But then we're going to break into teams and actually play teams over the next few weeks, and really looking at the young girls and how they developed over the last 3 weeks, and they don't have any fear. And, you know, we're not talking about just making a great catch and making a great throw. We're talking about finding out how good you are. We're talking about being elite. And we explain to them, it's not being elite where you're comparing yourself with a person sitting beside you. It's being elite, being the best version of yourself. And so that you try to grow and continue 1% every day. You want to get a little bit better. And so they really have the understanding of what we're talking about. And you're not going to be defined by softball, but yet you're going to grow because of softball. And that's the same thing in every sport, in every team. Whether you're the people that's supporting them and encouraging them, there's highs and lows. But it's about really coming together as a community and giving our youth what they need to really see how good they can be and what they can develop to as a young adult.
Let's tell people, Coach, how they can connect with Hydro High and be a part of this movement for people who are water enthusiasts and beyond now that the new ideas are coming through.
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to hydrohighclothing.com, H-Y-D-R-O-H-I-G-H, clothing.com. Then we also have an email that we would love to hear from people that have ideas, or if they have small shops that would like to sell some of our products. And that is hydrohighlife@gmail.com. hydrohighlife@gmail.com.
Excellent. Coach Townsend, it's always a pleasure to be with you. When I'm going to leave this place and head to Jasper, and we're going to speak with a former Cordova High School student, Janie Carter. She was in an accident, and she has paper by Janie. I know you've looked into that as well. I'm excited to be able to talk to Janie about her work with the card business. Highly successful. Started in 2020 during the pandemic, and she's been doing great. So I'm looking forward to being able to talk to her, and always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show.
I look forward to getting my papers by Janie coming in October. And so the first supply, the first box that I'm ordering, and I'm really excited about getting that. And I'm proud of her because she had a choice to make. And when she decided that she is going to do something to help people, and in turn it helps herself, it's incredible to see what she's done with a drastic life-changing event.
Absolutely. Coach Townsend, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to be in Jasper, Alabama, as we talk to Paper by Janie, Janie Carter, and she shares her story, and you can be a part of her special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the 2 locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. And we're back. We're coming to you from Jasper, Alabama right now.
You are listening to The Mark White Show as I talk to a very special young lady, Janie Carter, from Paper by Janie. This is exciting. We've tried to work this out for me to come and talk to Janie for a very long time, and I feel like the timing is good because here we are. The holiday season is nearby. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a lot of times people use this as an opportunity to send cards, and that is exactly what you're doing right now, is getting cards ready, meeting those subscription orders. Welcome to the show, Janie Carter.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you. And as I was telling you earlier, a lot of people have goals and dreams and ambitions and things that they want to do, but taking that actual step to accomplish that and to make it into something that's successful, that's not easy to do. That's a hard task.
Well, when I started, I didn't even realize that it would be what it is now.
Were you always artistic as far as you like to draw, you like to doodle, things like that when you were younger?
Before my accident, I've always loved to paint. And after, I knew I had to learn how to be creative in some way.
From the point of the accident, which was at the start of volleyball season in 2017 to 2020, so 3 years, this became a reality in 2020. What was it, as far as in your recovery from 2017 to 2020, that gave you the ability or the drive to start this card business?
Well, mostly from 2017 to 2020, I just worked on regaining everything that I could that I had lost. And so, finally in 2020, I had the idea to make greeting cards because the stores were closed down because of COVID. And I made my mom a Mother's Day card. And I was like, well, nobody else can make go shopping to get their moms a present. So I was like, well, I don't know if that's how it went.
But you had an idea. And you saw that stores weren't providing that need, so you were feeling a need, and you had the talent and the ability to do this.
Yeah, I just wanted to make something that people could give their moms for Mother's Day, because I knew they couldn't just go out and go shopping.
And you took your artistic ability, your talent with the watercolors, to be able to create this card. What was your first card like? The first one that you, the effort you put into it to make the card, were you really thrilled with it? You thought, this is really great?
I liked it, but I had no idea how much other people would like it. It was just a simple painting with Bible verses on it. That's all it was.
Wow. And to go from that one card and thinking about the fact that you probably, when you were injured, received a lot of cards from people.
I did, and I've thought about that a little bit because at the time, I didn't even realize it, but just within the past few months, I thought about when I was first in the hospital, people sent me hundreds of cards, and I enjoyed reading every one. So now I think that it's pretty cool that I make cards, because people like getting them too.
And I bet you still have those cards.
I have a lot of them. I've saved almost everyone.
I was in the hospital as a kid. So in the fourth grade and the seventh grade, I had a pretty serious health issue. And I've still got the cards that I received way back when, before social media. And all those cards, I still go back and look at the people who were sending me cards who cared enough to do that. And it means a lot to people to receive a card. In this day and age, we don't necessarily get a lot of mail. We're getting emails. We're getting messages through social media and not this handheld, tangible good that we call a card.
It's much more meaningful than just a simple message through Facebook or whatever.
Absolutely. I agree with that totally. And as people are thinking about cards and letters to others, I did a show recently on cards for hospitalized kids. This is something we did a show on, it's been several weeks ago, and I've re-aired the segment over and over because this young lady had gone through multiple surgeries as a young person, received cards, and then she decided that she wanted to start a campaign where other kids would receive cards like she did. And so I really appreciated her background, what she'd gone through, the experience she had to develop cards for hospitalized kids. And I just thought that was really a great effort, especially these young people, these children who they may not have the connections. They may not have a lot of people that send them cards. And you've got this whole audience now, this entire group of people who their mission is to send that young person a card when they're struggling, whatever they're going through.
That's great. It's really thoughtful.
As this has developed, and you've got your subscriptions, people can order, they can get cards during particular months of the year. October is coming up, and we talked about it. September the 28th is the cutoff date to be able to get those 20 October cards, right?
That's right. So they go out every 3 months. So October will be cards for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, plus like birthdays, thank yous, and sympathy cards, like just cards to say I'm thinking about you and things like that.
So we want people to be able to get on board on the October date. Yeah. To get those cards, because as we said, during the holiday season, you may want to send a card to a loved one, a relative, friend, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then in between you have the cards, the get well cards, the sympathy cards, the birthday cards that you can send as well.
I feel like it's the most important one.
This time of year, as we moved into the holidays, I know for me, I struggle during the holiday season because of people that I've lost. People are either really excited about the holidays, yeah, looking forward to holiday, or they're really not so excited. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that a lot of times. They've gone through some things, and the holidays just don't mean what they used to, maybe when they were younger. I can't emphasize enough the importance of thinking about that person who might be struggling during that time, to give them that little bit of joy, to have that card in their hand, to say, I care, you're a person that I love. I want you to know that I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like there's not a lot that can make that 100% better. But maybe just to know someone's thinking about you during that time would help.
Janie, I want you to think about what you've gone through since 2017 and now to 2023, to see the success of your card business. And I want you to send a message to those who may be struggling at a point in their life. They may be where you were 6 years ago, and they may not feel right now that there's hope for them, that there are things that they can do. But I'd like for you to share the possibilities, the hope of the future for that person listening right now.
Well, from the very beginning of my accident, someone told me that you can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you react. And I know that you can't focus on what you can't do. But what you can do, and sometimes it's hard to remember that, But every day, if you just take it one day at a time, and you do what you can do, then every day it will be a little bit more and a little bit more.
I know you've had a lot of support through the years too. And I went back to a story when you first had your accident, and there were two young ladies who stepped up to have a lemonade stand. Do you remember this? I don't. Probably. I'd like to say the young ladies' names, because I did pull this up, and I thought, well, that was really sweet and thoughtful of them to do this. And I had, let's see, what, Libby and Caroline Thompson. They were students at Jasper City Schools, and they heard about your accident and decided to set up a lemonade stand to help with medical expenses. And I bring that up just to show the small steps that people can take that ultimately did make a difference in your recovery, because I know you had the support of your community, you had the support of your family, you had the support of friends, and that does make a difference. And so for us to be there when someone is going through whatever they're going through, to not shy away from them or get away from them and put the relationship on pause, but to actually go full speed ahead and allow that relationship to continue to be stronger than ever, can be a big help in recovery.
It made so much of a difference, because I knew that people were there for me, and I knew that people were rooting me on, and I knew that I couldn't just give up or shy away from, I don't know.
You couldn't shy away from it. And here you are, not shying away from Paper by Janie and this card business. And you have some support getting those cards stacked and getting them out in the mail. And I know that you're enjoying this. I love your smile, by the way. You've got a great smile. I'm sure you hear that all the time. But it's true. And highly successful card business. And I want you to share with people how they can connect with you and be able to be involved with Paper by Janie and get your cards.
Well, my most favorite thing about my business is hearing from all the people and the community we've created. And my cards are at paperbyjanie.com, but I've also got an Instagram for Paper by Janie, and I hear from a lot of people that way, and it just, I don't know, it makes me happy to hear how much people enjoy hearing about my story, or even just getting my card.
I hope this goes on and on and on for you, Janie, and that it continues to be a productive business for you. paperbyjanie.com. Go to the website. Also follow on Instagram, and you do have a Facebook page. Yeah, go to Facebook and follow Paper by Janie. I've enjoyed this conversation with you, Janie Carter, today here in Jasper, Alabama. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur.
These are my kind of people.